Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everybody. This is Woody Bowling, and I am the Buckeye Advisor, and we are excited to be back from vacation and bring all of our listeners all over the Miami Valley and other fun places a great show again this week. I'm also very excited to announce that Matt McClure will be back this week as our co-host and producer. Matt, welcome back to the Buckeye Advisor, sir.
It's always great to be with you, Woody. Thanks for having me back. We've been apart so long, I grew a beard while we were apart.
You did. And, you know, your beard in opposition to mine is actually dark. I wish I could grow a dark beard still, but I can't. But it's just, you know, I'm a little older than you, too.
Well, my dad had very dark hair until he was, I don't know, in his 50s, probably, maybe, or even early 60s. And years later, I found out that it was because my mom, who before she retired did hair for a living, she used to dye it. So, the dark hair runs in the family, maybe, kind of.
There you go. At least in one way or another, my gray started, I think, at the birth of my twins. I was 30. My twin girls were born, and it's been all downhill since. But enough about my gray hair and your lovely dark hair. Let's keep moving. I know everybody's excited, so I want to welcome everybody again to the show. You know, I was on vacation last week in Fort Myers Beach, Florida. I didn't want to come back, but, you know, I did decide to come back. So we've got some great things to tell our listeners today. So whether you're at home, whether you're driving around in your car, listening to us on 94.5 FM, The Answer Dayton, which I love this station. I listen to it a lot during the week. Very, very, very good, solid, conservative talk radio all week. And we are blessed to be on the air. Or if you're listening on the podcast, The Buckeye Advisor, welcome. We know people are busy on Saturday mornings, and we appreciate you taking time to listen to us. But with the podcast, you can listen to us anytime you want, right, Matt? Whether it's Saturday morning from 10 to 11 or whether it's Wednesday evening at 10 o'clock, you could still listen to us.
Yeah, no matter when. It's all on demand. Gotta love that technology. But yeah, you can get us wherever you get podcasts as well. And also wanted you to know, folks, you can find out a lot more about the show and even reach out to Woody as well at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's the Buckeye Advisor. That's advisor with an OR.com. Or you can call Woody 937-974-6201. And yeah, Woody, we got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show today. Kind of the title of the show is Five Important Things to Own During Retirement. And we'll go through those here in just a little bit. We'll also play a little game, a little right or wrong. Of course, the dad joke of the week coming up a little bit later on as well. A lot of people's favorite part of the show, as you are well aware, I'm sure, and a lot more. So a lot of great stuff to come in the next hour.
Yeah, exactly. I want to start out with just a little bit of, let's address the elephant in the room, Matt, and that is the economy. I think that's why people listen overall, is because not only are the dad jokes usually pretty good, but we actually give advice and we give lots of information. You know, our job and our role here is to educate our listeners about what's going on in the economy today, different things they can do to protect strategically what they've been able to build over time, or help them figure out a way to in their retirement plan that's already been happening for a long time, maybe they need a second look at it. Maybe they need a fresh set of eyes. So this week, it's no surprise the Federal Reserve raised interest rates another 75 basis points or 0.75. That was expected. The market actually didn't react really well to that on Wednesday, which is a little bit odd. But, you know, I'd love to say that the Fed's done, but also we had the other elephant in the room, and that was inflation. And that came in at 8.3% for the month of August. That is unwelcome news. So the economy really is treading. You have a lot of job openings. You don't have a lot of people that's unemployed. The unemployment rate itself is very low in a 3.5, 3.6% range. You've got employers that puts wage pressure on employers to pay the workers more money to retain who they have and to hire and attract new talent. So it's a quandary for the economy right now. And, you know, stagflation is something we haven't experienced in a long time. Mortgage rates reached over 6% in the last couple of weeks. The average mortgage is about 40 to 50% more per month than it was in January. And that, unfortunately, has pushed a lot of move up and a lot of first-time home buyers out of the market. So, you know, look, let's talk real terms. The housing market really pushes the economy. And when it's clicking in a realistic, sustainable pace, that's the ideal thing, because the rest of the economy usually gets pulled along with it, because it just triggers so many other peripheral things in our economy when the market, the housing market's doing well. So, you know, there's a lot of things. Ford, everybody knows Ford, one of the biggest automakers in the world. They came out and announced that their third quarter earnings were going to be well short. And that was because of the computer chip problem. They actually said they're going to have, Matt, believe it or not, between 40 and 45,000 vehicles that were not going to be shipped by the end of September because they didn't have chips, and they are some of their most profitable vehicles as well. Wow. So Ford stock took a beating. The good news, they do think that it's going to correct itself, and by the end of the year, they're still hopefully going to meet full-year forecasted earnings. But I mean, in between inflation, higher interest rates on the borrowing side, it's a very choppy economy at best. People are still hurting in their wallet and pocketbook. And, you know, we hope to bring some information to you, the listener, that's going to help you, because there's a lot of anxiety out there, Matt. People I've talked to this week, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of stress. And you know what I found is people are looking for stability in the market. They're looking for stability in their advisor. They want stability in their life, and they want to feel comfortable knowing that they're going to be able to afford to retire eventually in the future, or that they're going to be able to continue without lowering their standard of living based on this darn inflation monster that's rearing its head still.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, is I think we as humans, we want to control everything. And it's very frustrating to us that there are so many things that we can't control, you know, but there's the thing, control what you can, and do that with the help of an expert, right? Don't necessarily try to go it alone, because I know that if I, you know, were trying to go things alone, as far as my financial picture is concerned, I don't know that I would necessarily be in the best shape.
Yeah. I mean, so many people just need to understand that, hey, as a fiduciary advisor, I'm independent. I'm not beholden to one company to use their products. I work across different lines of things that I can help clients with, starting with Medicare. We're going to talk more about Medicare later in the show. I'm an independent Medicare agent for 14 plus years now. I work with all the big name companies, or most of those. So I do the work when it comes to Medicare. I find the best plan once I figure out from the client what they want to do and their budget, their medicines, their doctors, their hospitals, and all that. That's a big piece in retirement, is having the right healthcare plan. And we're going to hit on more of that later. So as a fiduciary advisor with my Series 65 license, my only objective is to put the client's best interest ahead of mine. And, you know, and that's what makes this job so much fun. And to be able to wake up every day and say, I'm going to help people today. I'm already helping people for the last 12 to 14 years, and having two sides of my business and as an independent investment advisor representative, that was easy for me to say, along with being a licensed agent on the insurance side, you know, we're able to offer people protection in their life. And that's what people are looking for, ways to protect their life, ways to protect their assets. Because if you have some protection in your portfolio, it relieves stress and it relieves anxiety and it creates a better state of mind. And that's what we're about.
Yeah. And stress and anxiety really can wreak havoc on you, not only on a mental, emotional level, but on a physical level too. You know, I mean, they know that stress just really can wear your body down. And so that would lead to hopefully better overall health, not just mentally, but physically as well for folks. And you know, people out there in listener land, you can get started on that road with an absolutely free consultation with Woody, because this is something that we offer to our listeners of the Buckeye Advisor. And tell our listeners, if you will, Woody, about that full retirement plan consultation.
Yeah, great point, Matt. And I do want to say, thanks to everybody that's reached out to me already. I mean, we've only been on the air for about 3.5 months, and I've already had several people reach out to me to meet with me, to understand, to begin the process of understanding where they're at in their retirement. Are they, you know, how far away they are, whether they're in or out of it yet or not, and things they can do to protect their portfolio and also deal with Medicare issues. So a couple of 401ks, you know, hanging out there that had not been moved yet. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity to meet with several people already. And, you know, and people have been requesting the book Annuity 360, which talks about the beauty of a fixed index annuity or a hybrid annuity, some people call it. It gives you that downside protection, no risk, principal safety, which is super important in these horrendous financial year that we've had. And throughout financial times, the market's always going to have ups and downs. So look, we're going to do a comprehensive interview, I call it. And it's really two-sided because people are getting to know me and I'm getting to know them. Want to find out where they're at today. Are they working? Are they still, you know, are they working? Are they retired fully? Are they working part-time and kind of one leg in retirement and the other leg still in the workforce? So lots of different scenarios I, you know, see and hear each week from people. And that's the fun part. You know, it's not all one size fits all, Matt. And we've talked a little bit about that before, but I'm going to try to get an overall comprehensive idea of your situation from top to bottom. Then we're going to do some homework and we're going to do some comparisons, whether it be finding the right healthcare, whether it be finding the right life insurance, whether it be a second opinion on the amount of fees and what's actually inside their 401k or their IRA. Lots of people are really, they're not balanced in their IRA, meaning they have large cap growth funds and they have four of them and four mid-size and four small size. And it's because a lot of these, you know, stockbrokers, quote unquote, they have to hit quotas within their firm with mutual fund companies. Guess what? When I look at these statements from clients in their IRA accounts or just their savings accounts that are investment accounts, I see the same thing over and over again. You're spread out in 15, 20 different mutual funds. There's a lot of overlap and, you know, and some of the funds are just not good performers and the people are paying a lot of money to get these accounts, quote unquote, managed, and they're not really actively being managed. And that's what we do. We're going to tactical money management on that side of what I do. If after doing the investigation and the homework, it all looks like a good fit, then we're going to get an agreement to put the plan in place. And ultimately, everybody's a little different, but that's the fun part about it. You know, we're going to agree together on what's best for you as a client and what fits with you and your desires and your risk tolerance. How much money do you want in the market? What percentage of your assets? What percentage you don't want in the market? And we're going to make all those numbers come together. And that's a win-win situation when we can find that kind of agreement and work environment.
And if you want to take advantage of that free full retirement plan consultation that's available to listeners of the Buckeye Advisor, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call Woody at 937-974-6201. It's 937-974-6201. And you know, Woody, we've been talking a lot about this unease with the economy and about the Federal Reserve and interest rates, and the Fed did, of course, as you said, raise interest rates this past week. I actually did a piece where I spoke with an economist from Georgia Tech about the economy, interest rates, and the Federal Reserve's actions and how it all could affect our listeners. So let's share that with them right now. And then I think we'll come back with a very appropriate financial wisdom quote of the week for this particular situation. Here is a little bit more on interest rates and the Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve keeps raising interest rates to combat inflation, but how could it affect your retirement? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Supply chain issues, the pandemic, energy prices, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine have all been contributing factors to runaway inflation. To fight rising prices, the Federal Reserve has been using one of its most powerful tools, raising interest rates.
So they started increasing the interest rates about, I guess, two meetings ago, so about 3 months ago, when they had the first increase of 0.75 percentage points to 75 basis points, which at that point was the largest increase in about 30 years.
Tibor Besedesh is an economics professor at Georgia Tech. He says it's surprising that the August reading for inflation did not see a decrease, especially given gas prices have been plummeting from recent astronomical highs.
Inflation, it's not going to up all of a sudden, but it would what one is hoping for is that these increases start to decrease, so that we start getting to levels that are a bit sort of more manageable and more pleasing to the eyes. Now, so it was very surprising.
That's why Besedish says many analysts now expect the Fed to be even more aggressive with interest rate hikes in coming months. So what does this mean for you? Potentially higher payments on mortgages, other loans, and credit cards.
So carrying any sort of a balance on any loan that doesn't have a fixed interest rate is going to become more expensive.
Besedish says it's important for consumers to cut back where they can to lessen the blow of inflation and interest rate hikes. And if you're in the market for a new home, it could be good to delay the purchase until rates or home prices come back down. So how do the Fed's actions on interest rates affect your wallet? That's a key question to consider as higher costs eat away at your hard-earned money. With the Retirement.radio network powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
So there you have it, Woody, with a little bit of a look at the Fed and interest rates. I thought it was a fascinating conversation with that particular economics professor from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, very good. I mean, you know, I like to listen to different opinions, and I think that is kind of what makes the world go round, you know, and that's what they say. Everybody has an opinion and everybody values their own opinion. You know, I think that the Fed is going to probably raise one more time this year in 2022, probably another 75 basis points. So we'll see. I think that right now, based on a lot of articles I've read, a lot of people I've talked to, our own financial analysis people, you know, we think there's probably one more rate of 75 basis point increase. After that, I think they're going to take kind of a wait and see approach. But let's face it, inflation at as high as it is today, even if they successfully achieve the soft landing, inflation's still very, very high. And it's going to take a while to come down. You know, their goal is 2% inflation with the Federal Reserve. That's four times higher than that, right? If I did my math correctly, and I didn't even use a calculator. So
yeah, that's good.
We've got a ways to go.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And that's, it's very true. They're going to have a lot of work to do to get there. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, the economy will respond in the way that they are hoping that it will without completely crashing everything. That is the hope anyway. But yeah, like as you say, we'll just have to kind of wait and see.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this time around, Woody, our words of wisdom come from Zig Ziglar. And he said, quote, expect the best, prepare for the worst, capitalize on what comes. I think that's a very realistic quote of the week, especially it hits close to home, I think, in these financial times we find ourselves in.
I love Zig Ziglar. He's the best. Just phenomenal. What a guy. What a motivator. What a great human being. I mean, gosh, I wish there were thousands of Zig Ziglars out there, but couldn't be at a better time. 2022, the S&P has been down 18 to 20% most of the year. The clients that I work with, the majority of them have some of their money protected, and the percentages will range from 20% probably to 50%. So imagine having a portion of your portfolio that you've worked so, so hard to save and to achieve, having some of it protected from these rough spots in the market, but still be able to grow it at a good rate when the market turns around. There's a lot of luster to that idea. And that's what my clients think. And look, Zig is the best. Expect the best, prepare for the worst. I've been living by that for a long time. And I really stress that with people. And it couldn't be more appropriate for our listeners here at the Buckeye Advisor.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And you see it now in times like these, where there's just so much uncertainty in the market. And you know, if people are prepared for that, then they find themselves in a much better situation than they would be otherwise. So as we continue on our quest here to help folks as they prepare for retirement, Woody, we've got what has been kind of the at least working title of our show today, Five Important Things to Own During Retirement. And this, before we go to our first break here, and we got several minutes left in the segment, but let's go ahead and give our listeners this list of these five important things to own during retirement. And a lot of these, you know, really make sense. The first one, though, it wasn't something that immediately came to my mind anyway, when I thought about, without any, you know, context of what our list was, but when I thought about things to own during retirement. But it's an important one, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, the reliable vehicle is number one on that list, Matt. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, that to me would be one of the first things in my mind, because every day I either drive to meet clients, and then effective October 1st, I'm going to be moving into my new office space that I'm going to be sharing in Springboro at 10 Royal Drive with Mr. Troy Patton and the Patton Insurance Group. And I'm super excited for Troy and I to join forces. We're not joining forces officially as a company, but we're going to supplement each other and help each other's clients. I think that's going to be a great fit, but ultimately super excited. So every day almost I jump in my car and go somewhere, and you know, it doesn't hit home until you push the button or turn the key over and nothing happens. That's when you think, oh, this car that I take for granted every day, I really do need it. So in retirement, very, very, very important, because, you know, as I don't want my clients, you know, having to catch a bus to go somewhere. There's just too much craziness in this world, you know, for people to have to do that on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's very true. And my mom, who is in retirement, her retirement years now, she just recently had some car trouble. And so, yeah, just to have a reliable vehicle. I mean, she was in that situation where she was kind of stranded at home for a couple of days. And then if she needed to go somewhere to, like, you know, pick up a prescription or go to the doctor or something, she had to call her friend who lives down the street to come and pick her up and take her. So it was a thing. And so to get to and from those appointments and, you know, to and from church on a weekly basis for her. Yeah, it's definitely something where you need that, and you need it for safety as well. I mean, being able to get yourself or somebody else somewhere in an emergency situation is also a very important thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
What's next on the list?
So number two on the list would be a home. And that's another good one there. Another very important one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's huge. If you can have your home paid off, I try to recommend everybody have their home paid off by the time they're ready to just go on to a fixed income, no matter how much they have investments. Sometimes it's even appropriate to pull the rest of that mortgage amount out of investments right at that time of stepping away from the workforce to actually eliminate that monthly payment from the budget. So look, it's not all one size fits all, as we say all the time, but it's very true. So owning a home, a super duper important thing. Although I've got some clients that live in an apartment for whatever reason, and you know, they like the companionship of having others down the hall that they can go back and forth to their apartments and have fun and watch an Ohio State Buckeye game or whatever it might be, the Bengals, who are unfortunately not off to a good start this year. And hopefully that will turn around. So having a home, very important. And you know, there's no place like home. That's what Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, right?
That's right. Click your heels three times. There's no place like home. Well, number three on our list of five important things to own during retirement is an emergency fund. And this is one that I think people may find the hardest to accomplish, because it's a bit of an abstract thing, because this is part of that preparing for the worst part of our quote of the day, though, right?
It is. I mean, I see people with very little for emergency reserves because they have it all in the market, or they have it all tied up somewhere else in a bank CD or something, which is paying them basically next to nothing. And then I've got other clients that have an extremely large amount in savings and checking just because they like the security of being able to walk into the bank tomorrow and say, hey, give me some of my money. And I say to them, when are you going to walk in and ask for $40,000? We're not. Exactly. So that's too much. But, you know, again, it's a give and take situation with clients sometimes as far as the right amount to have in that emergency fund.
It's very true. So that's an emergency fund. Number four on our list of five important things to own during retirement is insurance. Also very, very important.
Yeah, super important. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, and I don't think I did, the emergency fund, we normally recommend 4 to 6 months worth of expenses, right? I mean, that's where we normally fall. So some people like to have lots more than that. Some people, it varies. But the rule of thumb is probably 4 to 6 months of your household expenses. Try to have that liquid, fairly easy to get to. And, you know, I still know there's people tucking it away in coffee cans and literally in shoe drawers and sock drawers and things like that. But insurance, having the right health care, man, that is huge, Matt. Having a good health, when you have good health, you are blessed. And that is the biggest blessing in this life, is being healthy and being able to get up and walk unassisted, breathe without oxygen being put on you or something like that. So look, insurance, having the right Medicare plan, I'm very good at that. I'm going to help you understand it. I'm going to explain Medicare, the two ways to do it. And we're going to help you find the right plan at no cost to you.
And then the last one on our list here quickly before we go to our break is own your schedule during retirement.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, T-I-M-E with your loved ones, time. I mean, time is invaluable and it never stops moving forward. So enjoy every day with your loved ones that you have today. If you haven't seen your loved ones in a while, give them a call, say hi to them, give them a text to say hi. Sometimes they want to hear your voice, but you know, look, having your schedule and being in control of it is very valuable. And when you don't have control of it, then you understand why it's so important, and because we don't want to take it for granted every day.
So, so true. Well, those are the five important things to own during retirement. And this is the Buckeye Advisor. Stick around, folks. We will be right back. We'll have the dad joke of the week coming up, and we'll play a little game, a little right or wrong, right after this break. Stick around.
Remember, all of Woody's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to The Buckeye Advisor and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, who is the Buckeye Advisor himself. You can visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com to learn more about the show, or you can call Woody today at 937-974-6201. And it's time, I think, Woody, for, I know at least I say this all the time, but it is my favorite part of the show, as cheesy as it is.
Oh, sure. You can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
I'm not mad, and everybody has different parts of the show they love the most, but yes, let's get the dad joke of the week out there for everybody. Matt, how many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb? That's the question.
I wish I had the answer. How many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb?
It only takes one, but he has to do it while you're eating dinner.
Right in the middle of dinner, never fails.
That's it. Changing the light bulb during dinner because he's a telemarketer. I love it. I think it's very appropriate. I don't know how these idiots get some of the scams that they do, but if they put their intelligence to good use, it would be amazing probably how successful they could be.
Oh, so absolutely.
Yeah. But we hope you enjoy that joke. There's no extra cost for it, folks.
free of charge, just like the full retirement plan consultation. And, you know, hopefully just as positive for you there. There we go.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
All right, Woody, it is time for everyone's favorite game here on the Buckeye Advisor. And here's how it works. So I will present a fact, or maybe it's not a fact. It's a statement. Let's put it that way. And you will let us know if it is right or wrong. Now, all of these right or wrong statements today have to do with Medicare. And you teased that earlier on in the show that we're going to talk about Medicare some during the show today. So here is that discussion, and I hope that it's helpful for folks to learn a little bit. So I will present a statement, and then you, Woody, will tell us if it is right or if that statement is wrong. Here we go. Number one, every day until 2030, 10,000 baby boomers will turn 65, and 7 out of 10 of them will require long-term care at some point. Is that right or is that wrong?
Matt, that is right. You started out on the right foot today, pardon the pun. Basically, you got to have the best Medicare plan, health insurance plan. If you're not on Medicare, you got to have those in place. Number one, it's a fundamental thing that starts everything at the foundation of your successful retirement plan. And when we say 7 out of 10 will need long-term care at some point, that doesn't mean they're going to all be in a nursing home and live there, which, by the way, Medicare does not pay.
Right.
Medicare covers the first 20 days with zero copayment after a required 3-day hospital stay. All right. So after that 3-day hospital stay, and I know this because my dad dealt with it in 2021, and my mom has recently dealt with it in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So, and of course, as an agent, I knew this already. So 20 days with no copayment, and then days 21 through 100 in a rehab facility, those are going to be copayments this year of around $187, $188. So you may not be in that nursing home for longer than that 2 or 3 week stay to rehab, but so many people, and that's why the number's so high, because of hip replacements, knee replacements, just general heart attacks and strokes and things like that, that put people in rehab facilities after the hospital stay. So very good. You are right on the first one.
All right. I'm 1-0. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. Okay. Let's see if I can continue my win streak here with number two, which is you can have both a Medicare supplement plan and a Medicare Advantage plan at the same time. You can have both of those things. Is that right or is that wrong?
Unfortunately, Matt, I hate to tell you, you're wrong on that one. You cannot. That is completely illegal for an agent to sell a client a Medicare supplement along with a Medicare Advantage plan. And people that switch to a Medicare Advantage plan, hopefully when they, we have the annual enrollment period coming up for Medicare plans and Medicare Advantage and Part D prescription plans from October 15th until December 7th. So people can make an informed decision. They definitely should do an annual checkup, make sure the plan that they have is the most competitive one for them. The insurance companies are beating each other up at a rapid pace trying to get their share of the market. So you cannot have both. But if you switch to a Medicare Advantage plan from a Medicare supplement this annual enrollment period, make sure that you understand that you have to make the call to cancel your Medicare supplement plan. So, and so many people today are having that come out of their checking account automatically. They just forget about it. And then their agent, God forbid, forgot to tell them that they need to cancel that Medicare supplement. And it can just be a challenge by the time it comes around 3 or 4 months later in next March or April. Then you got to deal with the insurance company and try to get 3 or 4 months worth of premiums back. It's a real pain and not convenient at all. And also, it's not right for someone to have both.
Yeah. Avoid all of that heartache and all of the above there. So that one's wrong. Okay, so I'm 1-for-2. I'm still batting 500. So
500 is outstanding. You're still an all-star.
I'd be in the Hall of Fame, for crying out loud. All right, number three. Let's see if I can get even more on the right track here with this last statement in right or wrong. You can use an annuity to fund your Medicare expenses throughout your entire lifetime. Is that right or is that wrong?
Matt, I have good news. You're 2-for-3.
Hey, there we go.
Outstanding today, 667%. That is correct. You know, I have clients, I'm working with clients right now that just retired, and we're rolling over the 401k plan. We're doing an appropriate splitting of that plan. Some of it is going into tactical money management on the investment advisory side of my business. And on that side of my business, as your account grows and gets better and does better, then my part does better, because that's a fee-based retirement plan. So on the other side, we're going to do safe money with a fixed indexed annuity, and we're going to protect the principal. We're going to get some good returns when the market index that it follows does do well, which it will happen again. Okay. And remember, the market's not going to be down forever. It is going to bounce back eventually. We do think that over the next 3 to 6 months, that hopefully things will kind of solidify themselves on the ground and kind of be on the floor of this crappiness that we've had this year. So we do see things turning around, you know, in the fourth quarter or by the end of quarter number two next year. We do think the market will be headed back in the right direction. So, you know, but my crystal ball still not working, and I don't think yours is working still yet either, correct?
Mine's in the shop. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, funding those expenses in retirement, you can trigger a monthly income guarantee for the rest of your life. These clients are taking advantage of that. So they're going to walk into it, getting their retirement income that they've earned and they put in so many working years to get. And then they're also creating their own monthly pension from some of those savings, the 401k that's now an IRA. So they're creating their own pension, which is great. And they're having that money to come in, supplement their Social Security and other pensions. And, you know, why not? They've worked hard to do it, take advantage of it. And that guaranteed income for life doesn't change. It cannot be taken away. So if they live to be 90 or 95 or 98 or 100, that income is guaranteed.
Yeah, I love that. And that's, you know, put that money that you worked so hard for, put it to work for you. How's that? That's definitely something that folks need to do.
Good way to summarize it. Yes. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take, so that was right or wrong. And I went, just for the record, everybody went 2 for 3, just saying, as Woody said, 667 average. I would definitely be in the Hall of Fame at that point. But anyway, so we're going to move on to a little bit of a recap of something that I know that you and Sam talked about a couple of weeks ago on the show. And that's smart rule following. Now here's the thing. People hear rules and they're like, oh, God, I got to follow rules. There are so many rules in life that I have to follow already. Why aren't you giving me more? But these are the good kind, right? These are the ones that you want to follow because they can really be helpful when you think about retirement.
Yeah, they can be, Matt. It's you know, let's face it. I've got clients that have been rebels and rule breakers all their lives. And then I've got some people who have been very conforming all their lives. If you give them a rule, by golly, they're going to follow it pretty closely. So that's the fun of this thing. It, you know, everybody's a little different. So let's say on the rule of 100, take your age, subtract it from 100. So if you're 65, then by that rule of thumb, the rule of 100, which is a very, very long-term, well-aged rule, 35% of your portfolio should be in risky type assets, okay? So look, that's not a standard that I adhere to all the time because you do need growth over the long term. But, you know, it's in market downturns like this where it's painful. So I encourage people to ride it out the best they can, have some faith. You know, as an advisor, I talk to people all the time, including my current clients, about where we see the market going. And you have to look at it from a historical perspective. But the difference, I think, with what I do as a fiduciary advisor up front and the rule of 100 is we're going to play with the percentages and we're going to get a number that's going to be right for you. So if you've got 300,000, 200,000, 100,000, or 1,000,000, we're going to come up with a percentage that you like, that you're comfortable with, that we're going to protect and we're going to tuck it away and we're going to principal protect it. Because you need to do some of that money that way. And, you know, wasting time in a bank CD or in a savings account doesn't gain much these days. So the rule of 100 is a good rule, but I think we've got some flexibility on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it's a good one, though, to use as a general guideline anyway. And then you can take and adjust it from there based on your situation and based, of course, on the input of the Buckeye advisor and your knowledge of that person's particular financial situation. So right. That is the rule of 100. And now what about the 4% rule, Woody?
Well, that just says basically it's another rule that's been around a long time that says, you know, whatever you retire with, you can withdraw around 4% of that per year and live on that. Well, here's the problem. If you retire at age 65, let's say, or age 62, and you have 500,000 and the market goes down 20%, well, you were expecting to pull on that 4% rate, you're expecting to be able to pull $20,000 for that year.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If the market declines 20% that year, you've only got 400,000 to withdraw from. So then 4% of that's only 16,000. That's if your assets are all based solely in the market, which we believe you need to have a portion in the market, and we're going to manage that very well for you. But that's the thing. You got to be adaptable. And you, if you have a strategy that's in place where that income is guaranteed, that's just one thing that you can take off of your worry list. There's people that have to-do lists. And in this year and the last 2 years with COVID and now these high interest rates, high inflation, bad stock market, you know, there's now a worry list for a lot of people. So you can take that off as far as the income piece. If you look at protecting your assets with a fixed indexed annuity for at least a portion of those, and you know, coming up with the right portion is what we do together.
I know people who would be a good candidate at any point in time because they always have a long worry list. So
yeah.
They want to take something off of that, no matter good times or bad. So, okay. So we've got rule of 100, the 4% rule, which you just covered. Now, what about the rule of 72?
Yeah, the rule of 72 is an easy way to figure out how long it's going to take your money to double. So if you have 100,000 and you make a 7.2% return, then you divide the 7.2 into the 72, and that tells you how long you're going to take to double your money. So ultimately, you're going to double that money in about 10 years. You know, it's kind of a general financial rule, and we know returns fluctuate over time, Matt, and you know that, and I think most people realize that. I'd love to sit here and tell you, you know, the market is going to average X percentage and it's going to do it over time. Well, historically, it will get good returns, but you've also got those down periods that you've got to endure. And if you're close to retirement and the market has the kind of year it's having now, and if it has another rough year next year, you know, people are going back to work. People are working longer. They're postponing retirement again because of this rough market year. So, you know, that's what you got to have the right advisor for. And we're going to come in and we're going to make sure we put together a plan that's going to offer you some protection as well as growth, because that's what you need.
Here's the cost cutter of the week.
So this week's cost cutter here, Woody, has to do with fixed index annuities, which we've mentioned a couple of times during the show, but a particular use for fixed index annuities and how to kind of, you know, change up the way that your investments are proportioned, I guess, as far as your portfolio goes.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when you've got the right mix in place, you know, bonds were always thought of traditionally to be the buffer in a bad stock market. And unfortunately, the bonds have been wiped out. And when you're in a rising interest rate environment, which we have been in and we're going to be in, you know, bonds are going to continue to get wiped out. And so, look, we think that principal protection can be a great buffer with a fixed indexed annuity. And that's, you know, why not replace those bonds and those bond funds, cut some costs and get into a fixed index annuity where you can still get good growth when that market index is on the upside. And when the market's down, you lose nothing. Your principal is protected and zero becomes your hero for that 12-month period, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's always interesting to look at, say if you take an annuity that is a 10-year annuity and say it's got a 2-year protection period, let's say. So maybe like a point-to-point thing where they look at, okay, here on day one that the annuity takes effect is the amount that you have in that annuity. And then based on whatever the market does, whatever particular index your annuity is tied to, that point 2 years later is where your growth is going to be. So instead of looking like, I've always liked this analogy, instead of looking like the markets do, especially these days where it's an EKG kind of a thing, where it's just up and down and up and down and right. Up and down, it's like stair steps. You know, you go and here at that year zero period, you've got a certain amount. Then 2 years later, it's the stair step up and then another stair step and another stair step. And it doesn't, that's the thing, is it doesn't go down because that principal and whatever, you know, previous gains that you have there, that's protected.
I mean, that's a great way to put it. The stair step effect is perfect. It's a great way to describe the benefits of that fixed indexed annuity. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, most people I talk to, they do believe that some of their money should be protected. But, you know, when you look at the overall holistic approach that we use at the Buckeye Advisor, and feel free to call me if you want to chat, if you want to set up a meeting, 937-974-6201. We're here. I'm here to listen to any scenarios. I'm here to offer advice. And if we can work together, great. And if there's some reason that we don't mesh, then hey, no harm, no foul. But, you know, people are looking for ways to de-stress themselves. And COVID has created a new world of worry and of concern. And then when you throw on now the different things financial going on, the war in Russia and Ukraine, lots of things. There's lots of bad news always on the TV. And we want to provide some good news for people that, look, we've got good things to bring to you. We can help find solutions that will create less stress or take away some of the stress. And maybe we're going to remove a few items on your worry list.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, I know some people with some very long worry lists, no matter what, you know, in good times or in bad. And, you know, another one of the ways that, you know, a fixed indexed annuity could be a good fit for people is by, and this is why kind of one of the main reasons is in our cost cutter segment, is that you can eliminate a lot of financial advisory fees. You can just eliminate a lot of fees, period, when it comes to a fixed indexed annuity.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's different types of risk. And when you can remove interest rate risk, when you can remove market risk, when you can remove remove, you know, advisory fees, different things that are involved with bonds and also bond mutual funds. I mean, that's what it's about. So ultimately, I would rather a client keep their money that they worked hard than pay it to someone on things that are not performing like these bonds and bond funds do. So, you know, ultimately, we want people to be successful long term, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, once again, if you would like that free full retirement plan consultation, and as I say, it's absolutely 100% free of any charge and free of any obligation, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor, all one word, .com. Or you can call Woody today at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201.
It's This Week in History.
We always like to take a look at some things that happened on or around this particular date. And we're going to start off with a birthday from September 23rd, and just a day or so ago, if memory serves. And this birthday is, come on, the boss, for crying out loud. On this date in 1949, American singer, songwriter, and musician Bruce Springsteen was born in Long Branch, New Jersey. I don't know, did you see, there was a, and now I can't remember the title of the movie off the top of my head, there was a movie based on the music of Bruce Springsteen, and it was like a kid from somewhere in the UK traveled over to New Jersey to like see the birthplace of Bruce Springsteen and all this stuff. He was like so inspired by Bruce Springsteen. And I remember this, the one part of the movie that I remember is the guy at customs, when the guy from the UK gets off the plane, he says, "I can think of no better way, or no better reason rather, to come to America than to visit the home of the boss."
Wow. I didn't see the movie. I like, definitely have enjoyed some of his music in the past. So it's amazing. You know, another great landmark. Also, this day in history, this week in history, a show that I watched some as a kid, The Love Boat, made its debut on ABC, and it actually ran from 1977 to 1986. So it was 9 years. And I do remember it was on Saturday nights, only to be followed at 10 p.m. by Fantasy Island and Ricardo Montalban and his little friend, Hervé Villechaize.
The plane.
And you know, that's that joke I told my wife. I said, "Hey, what kind of M&M does Hervé Villechaize like?"
This one,
said,
now,
what?
This one, I know. The plane.
So anyways, good stuff on This Week in History. The Love Boat, certainly a run back in my mind to a childhood that was a lot of fun, and one of the shows I was actually allowed to watch.
There you go. Well, and a whole lot of guest stars on that show too. I think pretty much everybody, big star or small, A-list, D-list celebrity was on that show at one point or another. So yeah, big one to really remember there.
Well, star-studded.
It absolutely was. And well, you know, we've got just a couple more minutes here left in the show, Woody, and I wanted to sort of wrap things up by talking a bit more about people looking for security in their investments and as they're you know, trying to plan for retirement, because it's such an unusual time right now, an unpredictable time as far as the markets go especially. And so I'm sure you hear it all the time about people looking for some security and a, you know, some way to make sure that, you know, a 2008 financial crisis type scenario doesn't happen to them, where they've got all their money invested in the stock market and they just lose a huge chunk of it overnight, basically.
Yeah. And you know, this whole Bitcoin madness over the last couple of years has contributed to that, especially with people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that really weren't traditional investors. They haven't been. And there's people today, I've read articles this week, there's people today, younger people, that are closing the investment accounts that they've opened over the last few years. And why is that, Matt? It's because they haven't been through some of these cycles in the market. And inevitably, there are going to be upticks and there's going to be a few downticks in the market along the way. So, you know, part of the strategy, stay out of crazy things like Bitcoin, only put into something like that any money you can afford to lose. Don't hang your hat on that. And there's people that have lost, you know, they've mortgaged their home trying to buy more Bitcoin. So it's crazy. They need a good advisor. So never downplay the significance of having a good advisor. And my money works alongside my client money in the tactical money management strategies that we use at our investment advisory firm. TD Ameritrade is going to be the custodian of the client funds and my own funds. I use many of the same strategies, and they're appropriate for me because of my age versus a client's age. So look, you know, I'm an advisor. I'll tell you, I've got my money in this, this, and this, and it may be appropriate for you, some of your money. And then we're also going to look at a fixed index annuity more than likely, or maybe we're going to look at structured notes. And structured notes is another underrated, underreported way to have a safer play with a very nice return on the coupon rate on those structured notes. And they're issued by some of the biggest financial conglomerates in the world. So Matt, we've got a lot of tools in our toolbox. We're going to help them find the right healthcare plan, the right Medicare plan, 401k rollovers. I do those all the time. We're going to find the right place to put it. We work with some of the best companies in the industry on the insurance side, as well as the investment advisory side. And, you know, I'm very proud of that. And when I chose Brookstone Capital Management to be the investment advisory side of my firm that I run my license through, super proud of all they bring to the table and all the tools they give me to help my clients be successful.
Well, there you go. And folks, if you would like to find out more and get that free full financial consultation, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That website, once again, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or you can give Woody Bowling a call at 937-974-6201, 937-974-6201. Well, Woody, just about time now for us to wrap things up. Show's gone by quickly once again, as it usually does when we get together here on the weekend on 94.5 FM, The Answer, and of course, on the podcast version as well. You can hear us wherever you listen to podcasts, folks. But I have enjoyed it, Woody. I hope you have as well, and I'll see you again next time, hope.
Matt, it's been another fun episode of The Buckeye Advisor. It's gone by like a blur, as always, and I wish you and all of our listeners a great rest of your weekend. Have a great and blessed week, and tune in again for the next episode. And Matt, I will see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to The Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.